lunchtime at an after-school program for Chinese kids in the American city of Philadelphia.
I'm Austin, and I am 12 years old.
And how often do you eat American food?
Every day.
What's your favorite American food?
Hamburger.
I'm Elizabeth, and I'm 11.
Elizabeth, what did you eat for lunch today?
I ate waffles.
How do you like waffles?
Good.
At such a young age, it's difficult to know what's healthy to eat. And that's a problem because it could lead to disease in later life. Around one-fifth of Chinese-American adults are overweight. And this means greater risk of cancer, diabetes or heart disease. Qin Du is a health expert that works with the Chinese community in Philadelphia.
I think the access to abundant food here. People, you know, drink coffee, drink tea, you know, there's a lot of beverages containing high sugar, just everywhere. And it's a lot of food. You know, back in China, in the old China, we don't really have that much to eat. Even me, I grown up in the 70s in China and the 80s. And just, you know, back then, we just don't have this variety of food. But here, it's just like everywhere.
Chicken feet. You want the chicken feet? No?
No, thank you.
The garlic squid? You want the garlic squid?
Junk food is so popular in Philadelphia, even Chinese businesses are affected. Kevin runs a large restaurant in Philadelphia's Chinatown.
So, for our experience, we have seen slight decrease of the young Chinese customer in the restaurant. Because when they're young, their parents take them to the restaurant. When they grew up, they're more and more into American food. Then they stop coming here.
But the truth is that Chinese food itself is not always that healthy, as Kevin admits.
We have seen customers complain about, you know, too much oil and too much salt, too much MSG. That's why we try to cut down those things to fit more American customers' taste, because in the future, people want to live healthy. They want to eat healthy, they want to live healthy.
Kevin's restaurant is just 1 hour away from New York City, the home of the United Nations. Delegates here recently adopted a plan to reduce the amount of unhealthy food marketed towards children. But whether this will be enough to encourage long-term healthy eating is another question. Reporting for CRI from Philadelphia, I'm Dominic Swire.